from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Investigators have gone back to the last place Rebecca Fugg-Schnarr was seen as they look for evidence where she might be now. The 17-year-old's last known appearance was on Thursday, November 24th on Moffat Road, which is between Iroquois Falls and Monteith. The area is being combed again by Provincial Police Crime Unit officers, its emergency response team, and an OPP dog. If you have any information that might help, you're asked to call the OPP or do it anonymously through Crime Stoppers. Criminal investigators at Timmins Police have gone public with some unusually clear surveillance photos trying to identify a shoplifter from an incident a week ago. Late on the afternoon of Wednesday, May 3rd, the woman left what police will only call the Riverside Drive big box store without paying for the beer and snack food she took with her. If and when she's identified and arrested, she'll be charged with at least one criminal code offense. TPS Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says people have to be held accountable for bad decisions and behavior.
This is a retail crime. It's a significant impact on our local business community, so we have to keep that in mind as we proceed with our investigations.
In the event you can name the beer thief after seeing the photos, call Timmins Police or Crime Stoppers. There will be a lot of sky gazing in Iroquois Falls on Saturday, June 3rd. The Skyhawks Canadian Armed Forces parachute team will be performing at 1 o'clock that afternoon. It's a preliminary event to the Iroquois Falls Secondary School 100th anniversary reunion on Canada Day weekend. Being outdoors, Principal Brian Forsyth says there is no admission fee.
There is going to be a recruiter from the Canadian Forces there to speak to anybody who's interested in learning more about that. And there'll also be representation from local Army Cadet and Air Cadet units as well.
The Skyhawks will land on fairway number 2 of the Abitibi Golf Club. Forsyth says spectators will watch from a closed-off Synagogue Avenue near there. Canada and Latvia will begin training Ukrainian soldiers next week. The joint mission will be led by a Canadian Lieutenant Colonel in Latvia. Junior Ukrainian officers will be instructed on responsibilities in battle, processes of planning, and orders and intelligence reconnaissance. This new training is in addition to Canada's training mission already underway in Poland. And a new Canadian passport design, a decade in the making, has been unveiled. The new document will have new artwork and security features from cover to cover to prevent counterfeiting. The federal government will begin printing the new passports this summer and roll them out over the next year. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.